Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome in to Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Monday, February 13th. A day that should be a national holiday, in my opinion. The day after the Super Bowl. The Monday after the Super Bowl. But yeah, the 2022 NFL season is in the books. The Kansas City Chiefs are your world champions, the team the Jaguars lost to in the divisional round of the playoffs. So you can take some solace in that. We'll talk about the Super Bowl. We'll talk about the AFC South coaching picture starting to come into focus a little bit more over this past weekend. We'll dive into it all right now on Duval Daily. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'd like to remind you to hit me up on Twitter. Let me know what you think. You can also hit that like and subscribe button here on YouTube if you appreciate the content. Thank you so much, Duval. All right, so Super Bowl. Got to talk about it, right? The Chiefs, they took down the Eagles 38-35 on a field that was slippery, was ugly. Obviously not the result that the NFL was looking for a playing field in the Super Bowl. You had guys slipping all over the place. You had some inconsistent officiating, to be sure. But I think the Chiefs were clearly the best team in the NFL this year. They outlasted the Eagles, and they're just an unstoppable force in the second half, a team that would not be denied. And it was really impressive. It got me thinking, like, just how exactly do you beat the Chiefs in the playoffs? And I know the Jaguars weren't far off in the divisional round in Kansas City. Of course, there was some different circumstances in that game, right? Patrick Mahomes, that's where the ankle got hurt, right? Didn't look like he was even going to be able to come back in that game against the Jaguars, but he did. Chiefs were able to win the game. Looks like, you know, it's not just the Jaguars, obviously, that have a Travis Kelce problem. It's everyone that has a Travis Kelce problem. Guy can't be covered. They scheme him open. He's a great route runner. He's got great size. The combination of size, fluidity, athleticism, route running prowess, just understanding of how to attack the defense, where to attack the defense. It's special on that side of the ball for the Chiefs. You know, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. How about Isaiah Pacheco? Thought he was unbelievable. Defensively, I thought you saw Nick Bolton, probably their defensive MVP, other than, you know, potentially one of the pass rushers. But Nick Bolton was flying all over the place. They're going to be a tough out. And the way they built their team this year was to be more sustainable long-term, right? You know, moving on from Tyreek, getting rid of that massive contract and playing Moneyball a little bit, quite frankly. But they brought in a lot of young players this year. A lot of rookies that got good experience and that are going to make them even tougher down the road. So the Chiefs aren't going anywhere. The Jaguars are going to have to figure out a way to take them down. Fortunately, they'll have another shot before the next time they play in the playoffs. The Jags and Chiefs will be playing next year in the regular season. Let me confirm that. I know this is great, just great, great podcasting here, but I just wanted to make sure that I'm not losing my mind. The Jags and Chiefs are playing, I believe, in Jacksonville in 2023. If the internet would load, we'd be right on it for you here. Love it. Yes, the Jaguars will be playing the Chiefs. Likely in Jacksonville. Yeah, looks like it's going to be in Jacks. Good stuff. So the point of that is the Jags will have another shot at this team. prior to the 2023 playoffs. So you get another experience playing against them before you have to do it again for all the marbles, probably. But it's going to be tough. Hell of a team. Looks like Andy Reid's not going anywhere, even though there was some rumblings of, you know, maybe he was considering hanging it up, you know, after winning his second Super Bowl. But doesn't look like he's going anywhere. I don't think Travis Kelce's going anywhere, Chris Jones, etc., and all those young, talented players that they've drafted this past year. And they've got another draft and free agency cycle coming up. So the Chiefs, they're gonna remain a really difficult opponent. And a lot of credit goes out to the Eagles, another team the Jaguars faced on the road this year. What a run they had, and you feel for them. You feel for them that, and really both teams, that this type of field is what determined the world champion, that type of playing field. Pretty unfortunate, but hell of a run for Sirianni, for the Eagles. Jalen Hurts, you know, despite one of the worst Hail Marys I've ever seen, Fail Mary, if you will. Hell of a performance for Jalen Hurts. Hell of a year. It's awesome to see him, you know, as a guy who not a lot of people really valued in the draft. And the Eagles took a swing on him in the second round. I had a late first, early second round type of grade on Jalen Hurts. I've always been a big fan of Jalen Hurts, so happy for him that he had such an amazing run this year. Obviously did not end the way they wanted it to. But it is what it is. If y'all have any other questions about the Super Bowl, any thoughts you want me to address, hit me up in the comment section or on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo. But for now, it is time to move on to the Jaguars' reported hiring by Tom Pelissero of wide receiver coach Chad Hall. We'll dive into Chad right now, what he brings to the table, why he is now the Jaguars' wide receiver coach. Again, the Jaguars' 2022 receiver coach, Chris Jackson, took a job with the University of Texas in a lateral move, probably getting paid a little bit more, I would guess. Everything is bigger in Texas, right? But Chad Hall brought in to replace him. He is a former NFL wide receiver, been on the Bills staff since 2017, I believe, was the wide receiver coach for the Bills from 19 to 22 for the last four seasons. He's 36 years old, so again, this is another young coach added to this staff, and a lot of people view him as a rising star in the league, to be quite frank. This is a guy who is really well-liked. I mean, you talk about players sticking up for their guys. Stephon Diggs said, you know, this is one of, if not the best coaches that I've ever had. And in another interview, he's talking about Chad Hall, saying he does an extremely good job and I never want to lose him. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have my old Chad with me. So it sounds like he's really well respected, right? And he's gotten some of the biggest seasons of production from the players he's worked with. When you talk about Stephon Diggs, has had tremendous success in Buffalo. Obviously, you've seen Gabe Davis, a former fourth-round pick, kind of ascend to a starting receiver role. You've seen a lot of other guys come through that system and have good years. So this is just a guy that a lot of people really like. He was an offensive assistant for 2 years prior to becoming the wide receiver coach in Buffalo. So he's been with that program, with that organization, since really right when Sean McDermott took over back in 2017. So had staying power there, kind of rose up the ranks in another really good organization. And this is now the second Bills coach that the Jaguars have poached in a lateral move. After the 2021 season, the Bills decided that they didn't want to retain Heath Farwell, or they decided they were going to try to look in a different direction. Jaguars swooped in. He's been one of the most well-respected special teams coaches in the league for a long time. You saw why this year. The Jaguars had a good special teams unit. And then now you've got Chad Hall, who his contract was up. So it's not like the Jaguars were interfering and anything like that. His contract was up. The Bills and he had not agreed on anything. Jaguars swooped in, got their guy. He did spend a little time in Jacksonville in 2014, which was his last stop in the NFL. Again, as a former wide receiver, smaller guy, undrafted in 08 out of Air Force. And what's the connection to the Jacksonville coaching staff? Played in Philly for 3 years, from 2010 to 2012, when Doug was an offensive assistant and then the quarterback coach. So they've had experience together, several years of Chad Hall being a player on a team where Doug Peterson's one of the offensive coaches. So that's the connection. That's how they know each other. And again, Doug P poaching from other quality coaching staffs should not be a surprise. And so you've now got two lateral moves from Bills coaches to Jacksonville. Love it. Love to see it. Again, Diggs is just loves this guy, Stephon Diggs. And anytime you've got a star receiver that really vouches for a position coach, you love to see that. Again, a lot of production out of a lot of guys, including Diggs reaching new heights. Gabe Davis turning heads as a fourth rounder, even though he's a bit inconsistent. The Bills have had very productive receiver rooms. Very productive receivers. And, of course, they've had Josh Allen. Until this season, they had Brian Daboll calling the plays and all that. So it's been a high-powered offense, no doubt. But you kind of want a guy that's from a high-powered offense. He's seen how it's done. And he's going to bring that experience to Jacksonville. Now, the Bills, they were among the league leaders in drops in 2022. And they've had their fair share of drops for a while, since Chad Hall's really been the wide receiver coach. Is that on him?
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is that on the receivers? Is that on just the sheer volume of their passing attack? It is a high-volume passing attack in Buffalo. I think it's probably more about just how high-volume they are than anything else, but it is something to monitor. The Jaguars, one of the teams that were among the league leaders in drops. They have been at seemingly every year for a long time. That's going to be something you want to try to improve upon. In 2023, is Chad Hall going to help you do that? We're going to find out. But looks like another really solid hire for Doug Peterson, a guy that everyone respects around the league, a guy that a lot of people want, a guy that no one in Buffalo has anything negative to say about. So those are the type of guys you want in your building, on your coaching staff. So welcome back to Duval, Chad Hall. Good to have you, man. All right. Oh, yeah. Hall also interviewed with the Ravens for their offensive coordinator job. So this is a guy who, even though he didn't get that job, there's people around the league, there's decision makers around the league looking at this guy. Could he be the next offensive coordinator for our football team? I'm not saying the Jaguars, I'm saying other teams hypothetically thinking that. So Doug has had a hard time holding on to his wide receiver coaches for whatever reason. Maybe that happens again with Chad Hall down the road. But if that does happen, that means the Jaguars have had plenty of success and people are excited about what they're doing here. So you'll take it all day. He's going to have a fun group to work with here, no doubt. I mean, Calvin Ridley, He is eligible to apply for reinstatement in 2 days on Wednesday, February 15th. So hopefully you'll be getting some news down the pipe about Calvin Ridley's reinstatement here soon. You've obviously got Christian Kirk, Zay Jones, potentially Evan Ingram. So there's a lot to work with here in Jacksonville. You've got Trevor Lawrence throwing your guys the football if you're Chad Hall. You love that. It's going to be a lot of fun to see these receivers and how they interact with Chad Hall and how they progress in 2023. Looking around the rest of the AFC South, though, again, some things are starting to come into focus with two teams that made drastic changes this offseason, Texans and Colts. The Texans, they hired DeMeco Ryans as their head coach, you know, the 49ers' former defensive coordinator. One of the hottest names in coaching over the last couple cycles, DeMeco Ryans. And he's a former Texan. This is a dream job for him. It makes a lot of sense. If I was a Texans fan, I'd be fired up to get him. And they also hired Bobby Slowick from the 49ers as well to be their offensive coordinator. So they're going to have that Shanahan-style offense. They're going to have a DeMeco Ryans defense. From a coaching standpoint, the Texans are now actually, like, kind of scary. The 49ers coaching has been unbelievably good over the last handful of years with Kyle Shanahan. Like, they're scheming. And DeMeco's a great motivator, a great communicator as well. So looking at what the Texans have going on with this coaching staff, with their draft capital that they have, I don't think that they're going to be a contender or anything like that in 2023. But I think that they could be building something that could be sustainable over there in Houston right now. I like some of the things they're doing. And I really liked their 2022 rookie class. They've got a lot of capital again this year. We'll see how it plays out. But that's a team down the road, if they end up getting a quarterback, that I think could be a pain in the ass. And they've already been a pain in the ass for the Jaguars for their entire existence. I mean, the Jags, until earlier this year in Houston, the Jags hadn't beaten them since 2017. Playing twice a year. So definitely get yourself familiarized with DeMeco Ryans, Bobby Slowick, and they'll continue to fill out that staff. And now the Colts, they're expected to hire Shane Steichen, Philadelphia's offensive coordinator. And so you have Sirianni going from Indy to Philly to be their head coach, and now Indy is bringing back the offensive coordinator, Shane Steichen, to be their head coach, it looks like. We'll see how he fills out his staff, and it's not even official yet, I don't think. I think Steichen, according to Schefter, is flying to Indy today to finalize that deal. But Steichen's 37 years old, another young coach. So the AFC South is littered with young coaches. I think Doug Peterson's the elder statesman here. And obviously, Mike Vrabel is the longest tenured head coach in the AFC South. But Dougie P's got a couple years on Mike. Shane Steichen going back to Philly. I thought he was instrumental in a lot of the things Philly's offense has been able to do. Now, had a lot of talent in Philly. You do not have the same talent in Indy right now, but they're going to work to get that talent. I think Shane Steichen's a really smart guy, another kind of rising star in this league who did some really impressive stuff with the Eagles over the last couple years, took over play calling duties for Nick Sirianni in the middle of the 2021 season. So I think the AFC South is getting tougher. I think there's no doubt about that. But I think the Jaguars are still the best team in the AFC South. I still think they have the best coach. I still think they have the best quarterback. And they've got some resources to figure out how to upgrade and level up in 2023 so they can be playing in the big game on Super Bowl Sunday instead of watching it from the sidelines or from home. So, yeah. That's going to do it for Duval Daily, though, today. Thank you so much for tuning in again. Again, Monday, February 13th, the Chiefs are the Super Bowl champions. Your Jaguars are reportedly hiring Chad Hall. Has not been confirmed by the team yet. And then you've also got DeMeco Ryans and Bobby Slowick over in Houston. You've got Shane Steichen going to Indy. Lots of change on the coaching front in the AFC South right now. Can't wait to see how it all plays out. But again, thank you so much for tuning in here to Duval Daily. Have a great rest of your Monday, Duval.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.